the various implications of either HJR 76, or what happens if HJR 76 fails and HJR 50 passing. Anyone in attendance wish to testify or comment on LC 53? Professor, do you want to come up and talk? I mean, you're the most knowledgeable person I can see out there. You know, it's really not the guy standing next to you. We will close the public hearing on LC 53 and enter into a work session on LC 53. Mr. Yates.
This bill looks very much like House Bill 4034. The amendments that you adopted with respect to House Bill 4034 changed the amount from 200 to 220. If you took that same amendment and made it 100, you would essentially create this bill. So basically it limits the bonds which are authorized to $100 million, provides for a $100 million transfer from the net proceeds of the bonds to the state school fund. And
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Help me out, Dick. Don't we want 120? If this is supposed to back up SJR 50, shouldn't that number...
Where is Harrison?
SJR 50 is at 120.
We want 100.
You need 100 to go to 220.
Right.
That's right. That's the way the math works. Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Well, I'm not exactly clear, so I would like Harrison.
120 from 50? 100
turns right on target. You knew me. You know me, sir.
That's right.
Carson Conley, Legislative Council. I'm going to have to take your word for that. Do you have a copy of SJR 50 in front of you, and that shows...
120.
120. So then you're correct. We need... 100. Well, we need 100 million in revenue bonds,
right.
And that's the number. Good.
I'm sure glad we can.
You want to change places, you guys?
Back home at the, you know, when I'm out in the bull pasture, I have other phrases.
Clarification, just so I understand. If SJR is 50, is it 120? Why is this 100? I don't understand.
To get to the 220 number.
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, this bill, LC 53, will only become operative in the circumstance that HJR 76 fails at the ballot and HJR 50 passes at the ballot. As a result of that combination, we would get $120 million from the Education Endowment Fund and supplement that amount with $100 million in bonds.
It remains to be two sources of revenue, basically. I understand. Thank you.
Well, it's the same source of revenue. It's just different amounts based on the...
combination.
The election results.
Yeah, the eventuality of the election results.
But, Mr. Chair, if SJR 50 isn't going to be on the ballot, how can it pass? Got it.
Well, it was going to be easy to get me with this. Chair Westland, Representative Shetterly, I believe that circumstance is covered by House Bill 4034.
What you can't see is that Harrison has in his possession a chart. It looks like a PERT diagram that NASA used to design the space program. It's not all that complicated. It's just intricate and has to be right.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
I move introduction of LC 53.
Representative Shetterly has moved introduction of LC 53. Any discussion?
Well, last comment, just to make sure I understand. If SJR 50 does pass, then we have some endowment money funding state school fund, if to the tune of about $120 million.
Correct.
And our goal with this is to make sure that should 76 fail and this 50 pass, that we get to that full 220 amount by allocating revenue bonds to get us there.
Correct.
No, tobacco.
Tobacco. Well, yeah, tobacco revenue. Revenue.
The dollar amount was correct.
Good. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Any objections?
Yes.
Introducing, let the record show, Representative Lee is an objector. Seeing no other objections, LC 53 is introduced, which for those of you waiting with bated breath will become House Bill 4043. In your program.
I'll still have some
coffee. You'll be here.
I'll be here.
We will recess the committee until further notice.